Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That was the best offensive performance of the year. And I can't help but think that the either, hey, we feel rejuvenated because Cags is here, now we feel like we can hit, or the, like, we are taking it on ourselves themselves. Like, if the offense continues like this a little bit, I'm going to start thinking they got a little momentum going.
Yeah, no, and we're going to talk about the offense, which did score double digits for just the fourth time this season. It was actually the first, I think, since early May or so. But we did have a chance to talk to Cags a little bit, also Matt Quatrero after the game. This is what Q had to say about Cags' debut, and look, maybe he just hit it to the wrong guy as well.
Yeah, I mean, he was great. I mean, he went up there, attacked. I think it was a bad idea to hit it to those two guys, his first two at-bats. I mean, there's a really, really good catch in the first at-bat, and then anything you hit to Arenado is not really a great idea. But he squared it up, you know, and he was ready to go. He looked poised, you know, there'll be plenty of hits for him.
Yeah, the theme from both Q and then Bobby Wood Jr. as well, talking about Jack Caglione. And I know some of you have already texted in, so I don't care about the hit rate stuff. Oh, I'm normally with you. I don't want to hear about hit rate when somebody's been hitting poorly for 2 months. That's where I've said. That's why I don't want to hear about hit rate for Salvador Perez on May 25th after not hitting for 2 months. Stuff like that. For one game, when it's a guy making his debut and he's 0-for-5 and he, on his first at-bat, hit 1.392, and it was a great defensive play. Yeah, I'll bring up just the fact that it was some of the hardest hit baseballs of the entire season. I think there's a difference between the two, but he didn't look overmatched in the batter's box. That was the theme from talking to guys in the clubhouse.
Yeah, he's free swinging.
That he didn't look timid or anything like that in the plate.
No, and I don't anticipate that that's going to be the case. Again, he seemed completely unrattled by the moment. It's not like in postgame he wasn't like, oh, it's exciting and I got to hug my dad and your family's there. Like, yeah, sure, he's still making his major league debut. But when he stepped up to the plate goal, there didn't seem to be any concern or he didn't seem out of sorts. None of it seemed unfamiliar. Like, we even asked, like, you know, he got asked in pregame, like, little things like, hey, when did you think you were ready? Probably, he's like, probably that Salt Lake series. Like, that's when I knew I was probably ready for the bigs. And he just seemed like he seemed comfortable. And, you know, like, that's the stuff you kind of want to see out of a player like that. I do like the lineup changes. I kind of thought they were going to go even bolder. I thought they were going to move India down and Mikel to the top. But instead, they want India, who is still getting on base at like a 330 clip. They want all those guys in front of the power guys. Is this going to work? You do Mikel, India, and Bobby Witt, and you're like, all right, you guys get on base, get some people. And then we're going to hope for Salvador Perez, Vinny Pasquantino, or Jack Caglione double or homer. That's pretty much what they're banking on right now.
Sure. Now, Q did say after the game, you know, that lineup we saw last night, and don't necessarily expect that to just be the lineup going forward. I mean, tonight there's a chance it changes. They're still going to play the pitching matchup game a little bit, too. Last night was great. It worked. It rejuvenated, I think, the fan base a little bit. as well to see them be able to come back. And as I said, it was just one of the few times this year that they were able to score in the double digits of the entire year, just the fourth time. But that order, there's a chance that that's not going to be something we see, you know, five of the seven nights out of the week or something. Just because it worked one time, I don't know if that means they're going to do it. I think fans, though, look, if they switch the lineup tonight and they don't hit again, fans will say, what are you doing? But remember, they're still playing the matchup game.
Yeah, and they should. I'm not saying that there's not like a little bit of, but like your standard everyday lineup should look like what it did last night if you're going to give it a chance. I will say, for the couple of times where their starting pitchers just gotten absolutely rocked, that does seem to be the time when their offense shows up a little bit better. Like, I don't know if that's just like happenstance because their starting pitching's been so good overall. And I know we're going to talk about Michael Lorenzen as it relates to tonight's starter, Noah Cameron, for the Royals here in just a little bit. But yeah, I do think that there's a part to doing it. I also just think that they needed fresh life bled in, you know, like breathed into it. And I just don't think, and I think you and I agree, it's just when you have an offense that's struggling like this, sometimes you get so down on yourself, you think you can't score runs. One night like that, Cags called up, new lineup order, all that stuff is good. And I liked that, what was it, J.J. Piccolo had told us that when he was talking to some of, like, yeah, you got to talk to some of the star players, and you got to inform them that this move's getting ready to say that they were asking for it. We know we need it. Call up Cags. Sure. Yeah. Welcome him with open arms. So when they had the new, this was the best time to do a new lineup, I guess is the point.
Yeah, it made it, you know, it fit. Now, it's funny because from the 816, someone says, it is like Q to completely change something. Well, you can't be, they changed the lineup last night, and then you're mad if they change it tonight. So like I'm kind of confused. You're upset that he changes things, but what happened last night was it changes well. So which one is it? I'm confused, actually.
What, no change or all change?
I'm a little confused by that, yeah.
I guess is the question. Well, you know, I think everybody views it a little bit different. I think that they think it worked last night. Why would I make the transition outside of that? And you're like, well, because...
Well, no team has the same lineup every single night.
Well, I guess the thing I always point out, and you and I have talked about with this team before, is this is, Cole, this is just not how... This is what you signed up for when you changed front offices and you went with a manager like you, is that they are going to go based on what the numbers tell them to do. Was anyone complaining for the times like when they've been hitting Vinny sixth against really, really tough lefties? I don't care, Gold. I don't think Vinny cares. The numbers tell you that the odds are that this left-handed hitter is going to have less success against this starting pitcher. So why don't we try to give him less at-bats against the lefty who is likely to go more innings? That way we give ourselves statistically a better chance to score. I think right now people don't trust him to make those moves because they haven't been scoring. So in their mind, and this goes back to like the accountability part, you and I think it's more on the hitters themselves not getting hits than it is whatever order Q has been putting together for the most part. Now, that doesn't mean they didn't mean to make these changes or to like mix it up and try something else, but they don't just have to like stick to the stagnant thing just because it worked one time. They were going based off the numbers like they were before, but now the numbers had a different variable, which was Jack Caglione. That was a thing that didn't exist before as a part of like making the lineups. There are a lot of players that, like, last night was a good example, again, of where the reason why the Royals are, like, have been hovering where they are without the hitting. 6 1/3 from the bullpen score last night. Kyle Isbell's been a real contributor this entire time. Mikel Garcia, all these, like, not even, like, Mikel's not been unsung, but some of these unsung heroes for the Royals, yeah. Those are the ones keeping them afloat this year.
Yeah, you mentioned bullpen there. That's the thing in the entire night. Like, the headline is Cags' debut, and then it's the offense getting the double digits for the first time. Michael Lorenzen not pitching well. Those are all the headlines, but deeper into that, too, is the fact that the bullpen was able to go and have over six scoreless innings and how crucial that was against the St. Louis Cardinals and their lineup as well. That continues to be something that gets tested every week because and every night, not just because the offense, but also, you know, you continue to have some injuries. You know, we know Urseg is on the IL. They did that. They had six scoreless without Urseg. Now, Estevez got the save late, but without Urseg, they did that. Daniel Lynch, of course, didn't have his best stuff. Then he got a ball off the hand. Sounds like they're not concerned that anything's broken or anything, but the thing swelled up pretty good, according to Q in postgame last night. So, I think the bullpen deserves a lot of credit for yesterday's game. I really think it was the most, I don't know if it is either the most or the second most entertaining game of the entire season.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.